With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Residents of a tiny Appalachian town are struggling to cope with a shooting involving two of its most prominent citizens.
Authorities say a judge in a rural Kentucky county was fatally shot at the local courthouse. A local sheriff has been charged with murder in the killing. The governor says District Judge Kevin Mullins was fatally shot in his chambers. Letcher County Sheriff Sean M. Steins opened fire following an argument. He was taken into custody at the scene without incident. Kentucky State Police Trooper Matt Gayhart says they're still learning more about the confrontation.
The details I do not have at this time. We know that it was an argument between the two that led up. What exactly transpired prior to the shots being fired, still things that we're trying to get answers to.
That audio is courtesy of WTVQ. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Shirley Adler reports hotter summers are making high school football a fatal game for some players.
Climate change is affecting high school football players with 5 deaths since July of suspected heat-related illnesses. Barry Keim is a climatologist at Louisiana State University's School of Public Health.
These last two summers should serve as a wake-up call for all the coaches across this region that something is afoot.
Ashanta Laster lost her 17-year-old son, Philip, on August 1st of 2022 after he collapsed during practice.
It's never easy. It's painful. Every thought, every hour's the first. We have to go back and relive that memory.
I'm Shirley Adler.
Communication breakdowns with local law enforcement hampered the Secret Service's performance ahead of a July assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. That's according to a new report that lays out a litany of missed opportunities to stop a gunman who opened fire from an unsecured roof. A 5-page document summarizing the Secret Service report's key conclusion finds fault with both local and federal law enforcement. This is SRN News. A major social media platform takes action to protect kids. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Instagram has announced it will make the accounts of all its teenage customers private. The company says it's trying to assure parents that the platform can be safely used by young people amidst a growing number of reports that teens are vulnerable to online predators all across the web. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation is cheering Instagram, calling the new privacy rules, quote, a major victory which cannot be overstated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations has approved a resolution that calls for all Jews to leave Jerusalem's Old City, turning it over to Palestinians. The resolution, which has no weight and cannot be enforced, was written by Palestinian activists. It seeks to have Israel withdraw its 1949 borders, which Israeli officials and independent military analysts agree are not defensible. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres supports the resolution, says he'll do anything to see that carried out. This is SRN News. Runners hoping to qualify for the 2026 Boston Marathon are going to have to pick up the pace.
The Boston Athletic Association has updated its qualifying times for the world's oldest annual marathon and asked most prospective competitors to run a 26.2-mile race 5 minutes faster than in recent years to earn a starting number. The BAA introduced qualifying times in 1970 and has expanded and adjusted the requirements through the decades. Runners participating in the event to raise money for charity don't have to meet the qualifying standards. John Scott reporting.
A paid passenger on an expedition to the Titanic with a company that owned the Titan submersible testified before a U.S. Coast Guard investigatory panel earlier today that the mission he took part in was aborted due to an apparent mechanical failure. The submersible imploded last year while on another trip to the Titanic wreckage site. You'll find more details and more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.